We are answering your questions today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your calls today, your questions on COVID-19, the response to that, the stimulus legislation. A lot of folks have got a lot of questions about how this impacts them, how it impacts their small business, how it impacts their church, how it impacts them individually. Now, as these systems are going live, trying to, again, answer your questions, because I think every one of these questions that we answer, probably thousands of people have the same question who are listening to the show, and they're benefiting from you who call in with these questions. So we're going to talk about that today, Dad, to really let people understand what Congress and the president has done for them to try to provide relief during such an uncertain time economically.
Yeah, one of the things we want to accomplish and really want to do here, and this is a big part of what we're doing, is we're spending a lot of time answering questions. Because the legislation can be confusing, and now it's going into effect, and people are starting to see the benefit of it. And there may be another one coming. We don't, you know, there may be a phase four here. There may need to be. So we want to make that as an available resource to our members from around the country, that people are calling in with needs. We're trying to answer those questions forthright. Look, we spent time last week talking about politics of some of this, but today we're really focusing on the questions that you have. In fact, for most of this week, we're going to be focusing on questions that you all have asked, because I think it's good information to get out for the American people right now. And obviously, you know, hopefully there won't be any kind of clinks, and you know, there could be, but I do feel like that the government is really ready to deliver on this, and we're not going to have like that Obamacare meltdown we had during with the rollout of Obamacare. That would certainly not be very good, and so far it doesn't appear to be happening.
No, but again, people are just going to be, I think people are also going to just still are understanding what they could qualify for. And I've seen this in the past through these kind of legislation, where a lot of people who were qualified for relief and needed it didn't take it because they didn't know they were qualified or didn't know how it would be available to them. So what we're going to try to do through this broadcast is make sure you know what you could be eligible for. And remember, these are your dollars, taxpayer dollars that are coming to save your business, save your employees, save yourself in some cases. Make sure you can pay your bills, and you are entitled to them as an American if you qualify. So you should do everything possible to check to see if you are. And some of the baseline numbers are pretty easy. We'll talk about that, about who's qualified, who's not for those stimulus checks. Those are pretty easy.
But there's also extended unemployment benefits.
Yes, extended unemployment. Unemployment's been very broadened out, and so for people who may not have qualified a week and a half ago,
you may now
qualify. Yes. Now. So we're going to answer all of that for you, because we know there's so many questions that have been coming into the broadcast. And I know for every single person who has that question who gets on the air, that we're answering it for 10,000 or 20,000 more people who didn't get on the radio broadcast, or who might now know, hey, that relief could be available to me.
Look,
so we want to provide this as a service to you.
So I know this week the numbers of fatalities are going to go up every day. And rather than, and you're getting that from a lot of news sources, what we think we need to do this week is answer your questions. That we're lawyers, government affairs folks. We're not medical doctors. Obviously, we're praying for better outcomes and less fatalities. And as we did last week, we're going to pray. But we really want to spend the week. I want to do two things this week. Answer as many questions as we can answer. We're going to play some of the broadcasts that we've previously done that have answered some of these questions. We're going to play some of the interviews from some of the government leaders, too, so you can hear from them what they're doing. So there's some encouragement out here in what is going to be a very difficult, difficult week.
And we encourage you, as well as always, to stay updated with us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. To stay updated with all the cases, all the work we've got going on, that's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
So we've got all the information now. Now it's 800 pages, and it's going to impact everyone a little bit differently. There are some broad provisions, and there are some more provisions that are based on, you know, applying for loans that turn into grants for your small business. But we can answer a lot of questions for people, at least get them on the right track. But I wanted to play this final message on the idea of fear, because I think that this is a big part of all of this. It's a big thing with the financial markets, a big part of the economy. And I think a lot of people are dealing with this. I mean, who is not to some extent dealing with the fear, whether or not you're in a safe financial position, a fear of this unknown virus that can kill, that can grow, when we don't know when normal life will return or what normal life will actually look like. Schools are basically closed across the country, and doesn't look like most of those will be returning to normal school. We don't know if we'll have the normal kind of summer that we're used to in the United States of America, where children can play with other children and their friends and gather together in groups. And Easter services will likely across the country not be taking place in person. A lot of churches, as we post on ACLJ.org, a great article about how churches are utilizing technology. I know my church is as well. But this message on fear, to kind of sum up and contrast this with this just horrendous liberal left-wing idea of abolishing the family unit as we know it, you know, and just returning to this form of individualism and abolishing that. Listen to what the Bible teaches us through, again, a Reverend Sproul. This is from, he's from the rector at St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville. They're doing noonday prayers every day. We've been sharing those on the Sekulow community page as well. This came from one of those this week. Listen to bite number 6 on fear.
The fundamental learning for Christians and the people of God going all the way back to the Old Testament is that in the midst of calamity, in the midst of disease, in the midst of death and suffering, we belong to God. And so I was struck in returning us to Psalm 91 that it says in verse 5 and 6, "You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, of the plague that stalks in the darkness." What I note here is it does not say you shall be freed from any terror or arrow or the plague that stalks in the darkness, but that we will be freed from fear of those things.
Freed from fear of those things, not freed from any terror or arrow or the plague. I mean, think about how timely that is. The plague that stalks in darkness. We can't see the coronavirus. You know, it's something, it's invisible war that we're fighting, but that we will be freed from fear. We can be freed from fear of those things. It doesn't mean, again, that there won't be those arrows, that there won't be the plague, that we don't need to use our minds and logic and reason to battle it, to do what's right and smart, but that you can be freed of fear. And I think as this goes on, that's going to be very important. Thaddeus, I mean, I know you write a lot about faith and your faith too. This to me, before we get into these specifics, is so important because I think fear drives a lot of the issues here. Some of it is rational, by the way. Not all fear is irrational. Some fear is very rational. I know one of my friends, his wife is an OBGYN. She's going into a hospital every single day. So he's working from home. He's taking care of the children. So this idea, when I read this article from Open Democracy, and I'm saying, oh, it's the nuclear family and the patriarchy. Here I was just talking to my buddy he's taking care of the children at home because he can work from home, but they're having to fully self-quarantine because his wife, the mother of the children at home that he's taking care of, has got to go into a hospital every day. There's rational fear there, but also why families are so important, because they can come together these times and make things work. It might not be perfect, but they make it work.
Yeah, and I would just almost guarantee you, Jordan, that your friend would tell you that it is those relationships with his family, this time where he's got to focus on his children, that actually make living through this time and thriving through this time so important. I loved the clips that you played, Jordan, because the hope that we have is not one that is rooted in this physical body. And I mean, I think that's what's so missed in this article here. And the passage of scripture, I love the one you played, but the one that always speaks to me in a moment like this comes out of Isaiah 43. Where God tells Isaiah why we were created. He says, the people that I formed for myself. Jordan, the reason that we're here is something so much larger than just ourselves. That's why we don't have to fear. Yes, there are going to be threats to our physical body. And, you know, none of us is going to escape the physical death at some point. We would hope to push that off beyond. But the fact that that does not have to be the end for us is why we don't have to fear moments like this. So I love the clip that you played. And I think it's important as we do kind of recenter where our priorities are, to remember why we were created. We weren't created just for ourselves. We were created for the Creator.
And people are asking, where is this idea of abolishing the family coming from? Major international organizations are seizing on this COVID-19 moment. These are George Soros-backed, Ford Foundation-backed organizations, big organizations with hundreds of millions of dollars in resources, putting out the information to abolish the family. So we wanted to contrast that today. And they're doing it in light of COVID-19. They're saying, hey, in LA, release everyone. No more private property. I mean, that's full on. That's not even, it's like total communism, communal living in this world where we're told right now to stop the spread of the virus. We need to do the opposite. That's why I wanted to kind of counteract that today. And again, you get a New York Times editorial saying, make abortion more available during the pandemic, not less. There is evil. There is wrong and right in these moments. And that's why we're working around the clock in the ACLJ to make sure whatever legislation's moving through, whatever is happening on Capitol Hill, whatever legislation the president is signing, it excludes as much of those evil forces as possible. And I think in this stimulus, though, again, it's a lot. It's big. I know people have concerns. 800 pages. They may not like everything in it. Than we were successful in getting the worst of the worst out.
Absolutely. I don't like everything in it either, Jordan. You're never going to in a moment of crisis where you have to essentially print $2 trillion. But look, the worst of the worst, all of which was added in Speaker Pelosi's bills, they came out. And I think here's the main thing, Jordan. This is pretty much exclusively about the coronavirus threat, not 100%. There are some provisions I would point to that are unrelated.
Let's go to the phones. Robin in Ohio on line four. Robin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. First, I want to thank you so much for all that you do in supporting the Christians of this nation. I have a question, and that question is, my husband and I are both retired, and we receive Social Security and a pension, and we filed for, we pay taxes, and we filed taxes return every year, and we make less than 70. Will we still receive a check?
Quick and easy answer for Robin, Than, is absolutely yes.
Yes, absolutely. As long as that taxable income that you mentioned is under $75,000 a person, or if you file jointly under $150,000, you would get the full amount.
So there you go. That was a quick and easy one. But I can see how people say, well, I've got this. But as long as you're below that amount, and again, for a married couple, again, you're talking about $150,000 a year, and then you'd be eligible for that $2,400 if you file jointly, or $1,200 separately if you file separately. Let's go back to the phones again. Mary in California on line six. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. My question is that I am on Social Security, and I have my Social Security direct deposited. However, I don't have withholding taken, so therefore I pay my taxes, you know, by check or online or whatever each year. So I don't have any kind of account set up with the IRS as far as their direct deposit. Will they use my Social Security account, or do I have to set something up?
So, yeah, the answer is yes, but implementation regulations are going to be key here. So they should be able to use what you have set up through your Social Security account for the direct deposit to get this stimulus to you. But then this is where the regulations become important. We're not at that stage yet. I know they're going to work very fast at Treasury to do that and the IRS to do that. But if you have already some kind of direct deposit set up with the federal government, Treasury Department, or in one of the divisions, it should be able to work out that way.
Yeah, the legislation specifically anticipated this situation, Jordan, and they are supposed to be able to recognize you through your Social Security account. But again, that is one of those, Jordan, that it's not just going to be a regulation that's got to come out of the Treasury Department. They are going to have to team up with the Social Security Administration to make sure that all of these people are identified.
1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org. www.ccpa.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
All right, folks, we're going to start continue to answer people's questions. We got a lot of questions coming in about this. We've been pouring through it. We've got a whole team members, not just me and Than pouring through this, whole team across the country of lawyers, experts, legislative experts, policy experts who have been pouring through this 800-page stimulus bill, which is, you know, how it impacts you and your small or your small business. And again, in all the different situations our listeners may find themselves in, so that we can answer these questions for you, because this will pass, as Ted Cruz has said and others, depending on, you know, if there's some kind of move in the House, it may take later, longer today, but it will pass. It will get to the president's desk by the weekend, and this will go into effect. So we can start answering your questions about it now. Renee in North Carolina on line one. Renee, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yesterday on your show, it sounded like you guys were saying that very clearly people in lower income levels, people on disability, Social Security, were definitely going to receive this. Then earlier this morning on a different news report, I heard someone say that people in those categories would have to go through an application process to receive it.
All right, so Than, let's get some clarification on that as well for people, because they are eligible. Do they have to go through a different application process?
There is the potential for that, Jordan, but there's a very a reasonable reason why. The IRS already has the information for people who are filers. So if you're not a filer or they don't have your information through the Social Security system or maybe disability, that is actually plugging a gap there. So we don't know exactly what that will look like. But, Jordan, that's a good thing. They're trying to make sure that someone they don't already have information on still has a way to get their information in to get the check. We'll have guidance on that pretty shortly.
So, Renee, so understand what we're saying there is that they need your information to get your check. So you will need to probably let them know who you are and your situation, because if you are to the point where you're not paying any taxes or you are just living off of disability, the IRS may not know exactly who you are. And again, millions of people we're talking about. So you need to notify. And they're going to put that on to place very quickly, because you absolutely are eligible for, depending if you're married, and it's the $2,400 plus $500 for children, dependents, each one of those, or $1,200 for those who are single. So you're eligible for that if you're, on disability, on Social Security, or if you're low income and pay no taxes, so you're not in the IRS system, if you will. So you will need to. So it's actually a good thing. I think that you will have that tool to be able to notify that I am eligible for this and I deserve, because again, you deserve this as part of the stimulus package. So great question. I'm glad we're able to answer things like this for people, because I know there's a lot of people out there like Renee. Let's go back to the phones, take more calls, more questions. And let me encourage you, folks, we're able to do this because we have a huge team behind us supporting and doing the work all around the clock at the ACLJ. When many people, again, if they're working from home, if we're working with more skeleton staff, the ACLJ is fully operational right now. And I think by seeing this broadcast or hearing this broadcast, you know that absolutely is true. And you know, because we can point you to page numbers on specific parts of these provisions and answer these questions for you live, right on the fly, about this information. We need you to support the work of the ACLJ. I mean, this is a critical time for us. So if you're someone who is in a stable financial position, you've kept your job, you're not in these situations where you're worried about losing your job, and you can make your donation to the ACLJ, do it today and do it online at aclj.org. Double the impact your donation. It's a matching challenge month in March. That means whatever you donate is effectively doubled for the ACLJ. And if you can, make sure If you donate regularly to the ACLJ, but you do it through the mail, we really encourage you to use aclj.org/donate right now, because we're getting those donations much quicker. It's more difficult because of the way that some of our offices are staffed and the rules of the stay-in-place orders and stay-at-home orders. It's harder for us to access some of those mail donations that have come through. So they're coming through at a slower pace. We're getting them, so don't worry about that. And we will be able to utilize those resources like they're disappearing. But if you can donate online, you're comfortable doing that. It's safe and secure. That's the best way to get the resources to us right now so that we continue operating at 100%. That's at aclj.org. I encourage you to donate right now, and you can double the impact of your donation. That means if you donate $50 right now, it is like $100 for the ACLJ, and that's for the entire month of March. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Gail in Florida on line three. People always have questions about this. How does it impact congressional expenses? Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call, sir. I've heard things that say that the Congress also put in this bill money for them for expenses and things like that. Is that true?
Than?
Yes, it is. There's about $25 million in salary and expenses for the House and about $10 million for the Senate. Jordan, this is one of those two-edged swords. I think they probably should have refrained from doing that. It is true. They incurred more expenses during this, and those are probably dollar figures that are more or less accurate. I would have liked to have seen them refrain from that, but you have about $25 million for the House and about $10 million for the Senate.
And out of a $2 trillion package, when you're trying to help the American people during a crisis, it's not worth, again, because you had to have bipartisan support here to get this moving quick. So not everything is perfect, but they have incurred more expenses. I mean, some are having to travel back right now because of what Thomas Massie did. And so, Than, they're reporting that they do have a quorum right now. They've got a quorum in the House of Representatives. The Democrats are reporting that, which means if they have a quorum, they can do this by voice vote and get this done pretty soon today. As we've explained, all of this is the legislation. You've got to then turn the legislation into action so that people can fill out the forms they need, apply for the loans that can become grants. Let's go to Lynn in Pennsylvania on line five. Lynn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi. My husband and I are small business owners. We own a small residential construction company in Pennsylvania. Yep. And we were shut down about a week and a half ago. And at that same day, we told our employees that they should go ahead and file for unemployment. We only have three employees. And then we heard about the federal government wanting people to keep their employees on and offering the small business loans to cover payroll expenses as well as some other expenses. But since our employees have already started, I got an application from the Small Business Bureau to file for a loan. But are we even eligible since they already started the process? They haven't received anything yet, but are we even?
Okay, so yeah, I think you would be. I mean, again, I'm answering your hypotheticals because you can apply because you can then rehire your employees, and then you'll be eligible for forgiveness for the loan. So it won't just be like a normal small business loan. It'll actually return to a grant. So if you rehire those three employees and you use this for there's $349 billion available to small businesses in this package for rent, payroll, and utilities. The loan, if you rehire those three individuals, will become a grant. So you won't have to actually pay that back. So I hope that answers it for you. Again, you'll have to go through the process, but absolutely, you can be eligible for this. They made this broadly eligible for people to get people back on payrolls. They want you to get people back on payrolls and to be eligible for these loans to turn into grants. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. Continue with your phone calls, questions, and comments, and share the broadcast on Facebook and Periscope.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge.
For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
From Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your calls today, your questions on COVID-19, the response to that, the stimulus legislation. A lot of folks have got a lot of questions about how this impacts them, how it impacts their small business, how it impacts their church, how it impacts them individually. Now, as these systems are going live, trying to, again, answer your questions, because I think every one of these questions that we answer, probably thousands of people have the same question who are listening to the show, and they're benefiting from you who call in with these questions. So we're going to talk about that today, Dad, to really let people understand what Congress and the president has done for them to try to provide relief during such an uncertain time economically.
Yeah, one of the things we want to accomplish and really want to do here, and this is a big part of what we're doing, is we're spending a lot of time answering questions. Because the legislation can be confusing, and now it's going into effect, and people are starting to see the benefit of it. And there may be another one coming. We don't, you know, there may be a phase four here. There may need to be. So we want to make that as an available resource to our members from around the country, that people are calling in with needs. We're trying to answer those questions forthright. Look, we spent time last week talking about politics of some of this, but today we're really focusing on the questions that you have. In fact, for most of this week, we're going to be focusing on questions that you all have asked, because I think it's good information to get out for the American people right now. And obviously, you know, hopefully there won't be any kind of clinks, and you know, there could be, but I do feel like that the government is really ready to deliver on this, and we're not going to have like that Obamacare meltdown we had during with the rollout of Obamacare. That would certainly not be very good, and so far it doesn't appear to be happening.
No, but again, people are just going to be, I think people are also going to just still are understanding what they could qualify for. And I've seen this in the past through these legislation where a lot of people who were qualified for relief and needed it didn't take it because they didn't know they were qualified or didn't know how it would be available to them. So what we're going to try to do through this broadcast is make sure you know what you could be eligible for. And remember, these are your dollars, taxpayer dollars that are coming to save your business, save your employees, save yourself in some cases. Make sure you can pay your bills, and you are entitled to them as an American if you qualify. So you should do everything possible to check to see if you are. And some of the baseline numbers are pretty easy. We'll talk about that, about who's qualified and who's not for those stimulus checks. Those are pretty easy.
But there's also extended unemployment benefits.
Yes, extended unemployment. Unemployment's been very broadened out, and so for people who may not have qualified a week and a half ago,
you may now
qualify.
Yes.
Now. So we're going to answer all of that for you, because we know there's so many questions that have been coming into the broadcast. And I know for every single person who has that question who gets on the air, that we're answering it for 10,000 or 20,000 more people who didn't get on the radio broadcast, or who might now know, hey, that relief could be available to me.
Look,
so we want to provide this as a service to you.
So I know this week the numbers of fatalities are going to go up every day. And rather than, and you're getting that from a lot of news sources, what we think we need to do this week is answer your questions. That we're lawyers, government affairs folks. we're not medical doctors. Obviously, we're praying for better outcomes and less fatalities. And as we did last week, we're going to pray. But we really want to spend the week. I want to do two things this week. Answer as many questions as we can answer. We're going to play some of the broadcasts that we've previously done that have answered some of these questions. We're going to play some of the interviews from some of the government leaders, too, so you can hear from them what they're doing. So there's some encouragement out here in what is going to be a very difficult, difficult week.
And we encourage you, as well as always, to stay updated with us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. To stay updated with all the cases, all the work we've got going on, that's aclj.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org.
All right. Well, it's Easter week.
That's right.
You know, we need a little faith.
Yeah.
In our show this week as we kick off this Easter week on Monday. And I thought, well, who should we call? Should we call one of my friends who's like a pastor? Should we call someone? I said, no.
Those are options.
Yeah. We need to kick this morning off right. So we called our buddy Michael Sweet from Striper.
That's right.
And he's joining us right over my shoulder. And I appreciate you, Michael, for stopping in.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. I guess I could be referred to as a metal pastor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been hit by a Bible before by you, so I feel like that counts. Obviously, everyone knows, probably who watches this show knows Striper. We don't need to go into the whole backstory. But, man, we are so excited to have you. So I'm really excited to talk to you this morning. But, man, I want to start by just asking you specifically, how are things going for you? And for as a touring performer, as someone who makes his living on the road, this is a weird time, I know, for pretty much everyone in the music industry.
It's a very strange time. And I always remind myself at the end of every day, beginning of every day, that we're all in this. It's not just Michael Sweet.
Right.
It's not just the music community. It's the world. You know, everybody is being affected by this in one way or another. It's a little scary. It's the unknown, not knowing what tomorrow brings. But as believers, everybody knows that I'm a man of deep faith, and Striper's a band of deep faith. We're always going to keep the faith and believe that God, through all the craziness, has a plan, and He does.
Yeah, absolutely. For you, though, as a guy who is spending his time on the road, you know, we saw music sales have changed so dramatically in a few years, in just the last decade or 15 years. Now we're seeing touring just change so much. I think that's where You look to the arts and you see that people are doing all these live streams. They're coming up with new innovative ways to do it. I even see that you guys, and this was before this, are now selling the Battle Van,
the collectible battle van. Yeah. You could pre-order. But like, there are other ways you could connect with your audience, I guess, at this time, because it's sad, but sort of like taken away a couple of the main streams for you.
It is. It is. And I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we're a ministry, but we're a business too.
Right. Of course.
And, you know, this is how we make a living, how we pay the bills. And, you know, we have to be smart businessmen and try to figure out a way to survive and pay those bills. That being said, the great thing about Stryper is we're such an unusual band. You know, I don't want to compare us to Kiss, but we're kind of the Christian version of Kiss.
You're speaking my love. I'm a huge Kiss fan, so I understand.
Yeah, I was about to say, you may not know this, but you literally just made Logan's day.
You just made me. You're my new best friend. But no, I agree. Well, like, there is that sort of. It's not just music.
Right. It's not just music. We have a very particular style in terms of our look and our image. And, you know, that's more sellable than just a band that wears black or, you know, it doesn't have that kind of an image. And Stryper's always had that, you know, all the yellow and black stuff and, you know, everything.
Yeah, that's good.
Yellow and black.
So my first guitar was a bright green Washburn guitar, and I always loved having the Washburn because I know you're a fellow Washburn man. But that you speak about having these iconic pieces, the Washburn right there with the yellow and black is such an iconic guitar that is known throughout the entire music world.
Like, it's the perfect time to pick up playing guitar, I guess.
Exactly.
Right now, if you've never learned to play, your guitars are available.
They are available. Yeah. And it's interesting, I mean, Washburn's been really good to me. The guy that really took care of me there, and he was one of a kind, was a guy by the name of Gil Sousy. I love him. He's a dear friend. But he left Washburn. So now my future in regard to Washburn is unknown. But I do have quite a few signature models out and available. You can go to Sweetwater and you know, American Music Supply. And you can go to the Guitar Pedal Shop in Plymouth and buy my guitars, acoustics and electrics. And I'm very blessed to have that. I've also been doing, I just joined up to something called Cameo. I don't know if you guys are familiar with
that. Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of people are doing it. I was skeptical. I was on the fence because I didn't want to jump on any bandwagons and I didn't want to take advantage of people. Not that everyone else is. I'm just saying, you know, when you charge a lot of money for just a quick message, I feel uncomfortable with that personally. So I went on and I lowered the price to like $25. And I'm trying to inspire people with it, you know, and pray for them and give them words of hope through this tough time. And it's really cool. I'm being blessed by that incredibly.
I've been going to these concerts forever. And you mentioned Kiss. I saw, you know, Ace Frehley a few years ago, or not a few years ago, last year. And he did Shock Me. And before Shock Me, everyone thought like, okay, it's going to be, you know, here's the story when I got electrocuted in Lakeland, Florida. No, he actually went on this sort of patriotic, conservative, pro-America, you know, whole pitch before that, and people exploded. Wow. The crowd went crazy. Have you, and I've seen some of your like more political postings on your personal page, Michael, and I'm curious, do you see that audience, because we do, going in that direction where you maybe wouldn't have thought about that 20 or 30 years ago, but I feel like the people that are coming out to your shows, the people that are supporting this specific kind of rock and roll still are kind of starting to lean more, maybe a little bit more conservative in their views, maybe not in their lifestyle, but in their point of view.
Absolutely. Well, I hope so. I mean, because that's the way it should be, you know, and I'm a firm believer in, I don't care who the president is, you like him or not, hate him, love him, whatever it may be, we should still support him in his efforts to try to make the country better. And, you know, when I post something about Donald Trump in support and say, hey, I think, you know, our team is doing our leaders are doing a great job leading us through this pandemic. And then I get flack for it. I'm thinking to myself, wow, the hate is so deep sometimes that we're blinded by that.
Yeah,
you know, and it's really sad.
And that's something that Logan and I have had conversations about, is that exactly what you're saying, is that this is a very serious crisis that a lot of people are affected by, not just health-wise, but financially, their ability to live across the board. And you see from some people that are blinded by their bias or their dislike of an individual, almost rooting for that person to fail. But when you root for that person to fail, you're rooting for the country to fail. Like, we should be wanting everyone to survive and thrive through this.
And at this point, the world to fail.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, it's a worldwide pandemic that's affecting every single person on the planet right now, or is going to, certainly. Yeah, it's really a strange, bizarre mentality. But man, that's unfortunately the world we live in, right?
Yeah.
And it's always been that way. And, you know, but it's not going to stop me from supporting our leaders, you know, and there's not one man or woman on the planet Earth that could run this situation perfect. They need our prayers and support. I mean, more now than ever.
Absolutely. And that's something we've seen here as part of the impetus of starting this show was we decided, you know, there is an audience that I think is wanting this kind of content. And they're wanting this kind of music. They're wanting a lot of these things. It kind of all lines up together. But like I said, it's Easter week. We're having you on. And most people's Easter plans are a little bit different. I assume your plans, whatever they are, your traditions you've had forever that most of us have had, are going to look a little different.
They're going to look a little different. And I'm going to look a little different when I step foot out my door for the first time. Probably going to be 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
You know, with a beard down to my knees, most likely. I don't know, man. But
I mean, ZZ Top tribute band now.
I think the key and the most important point in all of this, whether you're a person of faith or not, if you're not a person of faith, man, gosh, please become one, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through this.
Yeah.
Is our trust in the Lord, our faith in the Lord, and train humbling ourselves and saying, God, help us. Right.
It certainly brings a different side of peacefulness that maybe you can at least attempt to get to. There's a plan to go about it, and I think that's true. I mean, there are moments in our days where obviously it's going to be stressful, it's gonna be emotional, but having that backbone certainly helps. So that's, for you, for that kind of stuff, for Striper and for, you know, I know you're doing the tour with Tony from TNT. That was supposed to be, is that happening? I mean, as of now, obviously, that's in the fall, right?
That's in the fall. It's been postponed to the fall. I mean, at this point, nobody knows what's happening in the near future, right?
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, it changes as we get these updates. It changes daily. And, you know, who knows where we're going to be at in September, but right now it's postponed to September. We're very excited to do this tour. Can't wait to get out there.
The 1987 tour.
Yeah. And that, the point of that, the title for that is because Tony and I toured together. He was in a band called TNT, Striper, Loudness. It was one of the best tours that I've ever been a part of. So we're trying to bring that back to some degree.
So, hey, as Kiss is wrapping up, you know, this is the time to, I mean, we'll see how the next year looks. But as theoretically, as they supposedly on the end of the road tour, we'll see Striper can maybe fill that gap a little. Hey, I mean, and you know, we did it, you know, you did it with a few different bands. If Paul Stanley calls you and says, hey, man, I'm stepping down, Starchild, would you step up? Would you step up and put on that makeup? You've already done the red, you've already done the yellow and black. Will you go out there shirtless, you know, shooting lasers?
I would do it, but I don't know how well I could do it. In other words, there's only one Paul Stanley.
I mean, absolutely.
I know, your version of Shout It Out Loud is pretty legit, though.
We did it pretty good justice, I think, but we're huge Kiss fans.
Yeah.
And we take that stuff very serious, but I mean, still, Kiss is Kiss, you know? There's only one Kiss, and there will always only be one Kiss.
But you're telling me there's a chance. we appreciate it, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Easter to you and your family. Michael Sweet from Striper was just on our show, Will.
That was the greatest moment in this show's history, by the way.
I'm going
on record.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more in just a little bit. We'll be right back.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ
needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your calls, but we have a special guest joining us today, like we have done throughout this week, from Florida, from West Virginia, now from Ohio, state officials, people working different aspects of state government and how they've been responding to COVID-19. And today we've got Don Parsons, another good friend of mine, deputy legal counsel for the Ohio State Senate. They've been having to deal with this at the state level with state laws. Remember, that's going on as well simultaneously with what the federal government's doing. States are also taking action. And by the way, Don also has ACLJ worked for the ACLJ. Right. And Don, your state also is involved in these cases to protect life, and with the Planned Parenthood filing against you, because you were one of the first states in Ohio to say no, that abortion clinics are not essential businesses for purposes of these shutdowns. Don, it's great to have you on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us about that first. It's a very pro-life government you've had in Ohio, and you've been on the front lines of a lot of these battles, willing to go to court over the issues, and oftentimes Ohio is the first one sued. This time, I think it was the second state sued. We're involved in this now at the Sixth Circuit, but there's a lot of support for this pro-life legislation, and pro-life, and this time it was an action by the governor and by the leaders there, Don, to say, in Ohio, we're not going to have these as essential services.
Yes, Jordan, you're absolutely right. And we have a strong pro-life record. They've been going on for year after year. And what's interesting about this case is they filed a supplemental complaint to the heartbeat bill. And so they tried to get into a judge who had already issued a temporary restraining order on that case and joined it into this. And so they're continuing to say that abortion services, despite 2,900 cases of coronavirus and 81 deaths, that abortion is going to take precedent over saving lives.
Don, this is Jay. You just, and by the way, we're really proud of what you're doing. And again, as Jordan said, another ACLJ alumnus in government, which is just great. Don, let me ask you this. You just mentioned the numbers in Ohio. Ohio expected those numbers. It's expected those numbers are grow. What does the plans look like? And it doesn't sound like you're anywhere near the apex or the highest point yet.
No, we initially saw at the beginning of April, and now it's looking like we've projected out at least 2 weeks or 4 weeks. And we have updates every day, and it seems like the cases are growing. But what we've been doing successfully is keeping people apart and keeping COVID from spreading rapidly by, limiting mass gatherings. And we started that early in March. So that's one thing that may be pushing the tide later out, so we don't have so we can build the healthcare infrastructure that we need to get supplies and.
Which was the next question I was going to ask you, and that is, we had Jared Moskowitz on from Florida the other day, and he was on last night on Tucker Carlson's program, yep. And that is getting supplies, PPE, equipment. How does that look in Ohio right now?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I was just on the phone with someone who earlier this week said, hey, I've got a friend in Texas, and they've got the ability to get masks to Ohio. So within an hour, this company called Zazz we were in, and they had that information to the lieutenant governor and the governor, and they're working to procure supplies. So we don't have enough stuff yet, but it's sort of the resiliency of the free enterprise system in America to say, okay, you need ventilators. People are going to start producing them. One of the senators is a pharmacist. He just started making hand sanitizer and giving it to the emergency responders. You've got people sewing masks. So it's really just these are American heroes who are stepping up and doing the right thing and not playing any sort of politics. They're just trying to save people's lives.
You know, and Ohio, too, was an area of the country that is, again, I mean, you've got a lot of working people in Ohio, Don, and right now, a lot of businesses that aren't able to operate, some that would be considered essential, but some, like you said, who are kind of changing their business model for what is good. What is this, like, state legislature looking to do if this is more like long-term and this virus is going to be a longer battle than when you thought the initial peak was? We see what the federal government's doing. What do you think you'll be seeing at the state level, or what's already happening at the state level?
So we just had emergency legislation last week that focused on a lot of just the running of government and you know closing down schools and testing and things like that. And so, you know, we had 457,000 unemployment claims in the last 2 weeks. That's 100,000 more. 100,000 more that was entirely all of last year. So, you know, trying to coincide with what the federal government's doing with the paycheck protection and what President Trump is doing to, you know, provide help to small businesses so people aren't laying off their employees and trying to ride this out through that time period. But I expect that in June we will have some sort of economic focused legislation because
at the state level. So this is interesting for people because most, as you said, most of this now is coming from the federal level. But I want you to repeat that again, Don, that those unemployment numbers, because Ohio, this was an area of a country roaring back with jobs, right? I mean, so under these last few years, jobs were coming back, they're roaring back. But tell people now what you've experienced in the last week in Ohio is more unemployment than in the entire year before?
Yes, 100,000 more unemployment applications in the last 2 weeks than all of last year.
Than all of last year. And up almost 500,000 people you're talking about in Ohio.
Yes, and you know what we've done over the last 8 years is cut spending, cut taxes, and we've seen growth through that rather than raising taxes. So we had Ohio on the right track, and this is just that's why I anticipate some sort of economic thing because we have to balance our budget, so we can't just do deficit spending about it. And when people aren't working, it doesn't do any good to raise the income tax.
No,
because you can't collect any revenue from that.
No. So again, I think, you know, this will be interesting to see Than as well, because there's the federal government approach, and then what Don's talking about too. Is states not just making the closing decisions, which is their initial decisions they made, but next up is there'll be state kind of economic decisions to make as well as this goes on. And you can hear from Don, and this is in Ohio, another huge state with many big cities, industrial cities too, for the country, that they're planning for the long term here. This is not like that. This is done in 2 months.
Yeah, and they should be, Jordan. And I think this is particularly important when it comes to the unemployment insurance portion of this, because remember, most of that is state administered. The program now expands it from 26 weeks to 39 weeks and puts $600 a week on top of what the state is doing. But look, I mean, this goes back to the conversation we had earlier. This is the immediate response. And just a few weeks from now, both the states and the federal government are going to have to decide where we're at in this and what is necessary next.
All right. And Don, I mean, for you, for those of you who do work at you work at the state level. And so is it kind of like an all hands on deck? You were talking about, here you are, you're the deputy legal counsel for the Ohio Senate. You're working on procurement of masks. So is that kind of the situation it is now for government, for you all that are working?
Yes, it absolutely is. It's moving as fast as it possibly can and changing typically you have competitive bidding and things like that. But it sounds like from these things we're getting better prices now without having to do that because people are saying, hey, how can we help? We have these supplies. Let's get them on a 747. We'll get them over to wherever they're being produced and sent back to Ohio.
Well, that is great to hear. And Don, I just appreciate you all these different state officials who have taken their time out this week. And you got busy, a lot of work to do to update us because we talk so much about the federal approach. We hear from you, though. We hear from all of our callers calling from states around the country to let you kind of an insight into what states are doing. And we've even seen a change this week from when we had Jared on from Florida talking about the 3M issue,
right,
and the president enacting the presidential the declaration
on the DPA.
Yeah, the DPA on 3M. So, right. Don, I really appreciate it. Don Parsons, Deputy Legal Counsel for the Ohio Senate. Don, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, guys.
All right, folks. Again,
it's very gratifying, by the way. You and JB and Jared and Don, who all have friends, all went to either college or law school together, and be able to do the kind of work everybody's doing. That's great.
Yep. And to give you that kind of update, too, about what's happened at the state level. And so you hear that Ohio's looking at economic issues, their next legislative state package. We'll talk to you next time. ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.